You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We've been saying for a while that American fast food restaurants, they've abandoned the whole let's get healthier thing, and they've gone the absolute other way as, you know, people want junk. Let's give it to them.
Yeah.
Let's make it bigger and greasier and fattier.
Love it.
Something reassuring when America's most unhealthy chain restaurants really lean in on their unhealthiness, too. Olive Garden has a new giant Italian classics menu that runs through the end of May. It features gigantic versions of some of their classic dishes.
Delicious.
It includes gigantic chicken parm. Mm,
I love chicken
parm. Look at the size of this. It looks like four chicken breasts together.
Perfect.
That is crazy.
That's almost enough.
It's a foot-long chicken parm.
That's a turkey breast. What kind of chicken you rip that off of?
I think it, honestly, I think Dave's right. It looks like they
mechanically put it together.
Or they butterflied two chicken breasts and put them sideways.
It features a meatball that weighs 12 ounces.
I don't trust big meatballs like that.
You don't like big balls?
Why? How do you cook the middle of that sucker?
I've had big meatballs before.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I've had a bigger meatball, but I think
I've had a bigger meatball too.
I think you can cook it.
I like a smaller one. Just keep them small.
There's a place that we go to, man. And they do like as an appetizer, one giant meatball and one giant rice ball.
Huh.
Arancini. And they're amazing. I don't know. They managed to cook it. I don't know. Also, they have on their giant menu huge stuffed shells that are basically the size of your hand.
I'll take all of that.
The chicken and parm. The like that would that's me multiple meals, stick. Right?
That's gross. I'll take none of that.
Two to three meals.
I don't want it. It's too much.
That's two to three normal chicken parms there, right? At least.
It's at least two. It's at least two, and of those two, you should only eat half.
Yeah,
and save the net. So it's basically four.
It's four meals in one.
It's four meals.
It's four meals in one.
Normal, like a, you know,
bring somebody from Europe to there and show them that
you want to be disgusted. Yeah, watch you.
Never seen anything like these.
Outback Steakhouse's Bloomin' Onion. Maybe the most famous deep-fried appetizer in the country, which is a hell of an achievement. It's always voted like the worst thing you can order at a restaurant.
It's delicious, too.
But some people must have been thinking, this just isn't deep-fried enough. Or we could make this worse. Because Outback just announced a new version of their Bloomin' Onion.
What are you going to do to it?
We're going to put ribs on top of it.
You know what? They've got it.
But not just any ribs. Deep-fried ribs.
What? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
And so as we talk about the medical problem, how much everything costs, this is why.
I just don't understand why everything costs again, dude.
Guess what?
Oh, God. I'm on another six pills today. Oh, man, me too. I don't know why.
You want to go to OG?
It's Big Pharma, I tell you.
Big Pharma trying to screw.
Why my chest hurts.
Not just deep fried ribs, by the way. There's also cheese fries on there, too.
My prayers have been answered.
You start with a Bloomin' Onion, then you put cheese fries on top of that, then you put deep fried ribs on top of that.
Oh my God, I'd sing that a love song.
It's called the 3-point Bloomin' Onion.
I would fly that thing to Vegas and take it to the new Whitechapel, and I would marry it.
You would.
I would make love to it that
time. I'd make love to it, too.
And there's the picture of that.
Feeling right making love. Better, swear, swear, swear.
A fat guy singing Feel Like Making Up to a Bloomin' Onion is reality.
Incredible. Bad kidney.
Mm-hmm.
A little bad kidney for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't appeal to me. Thankfully. I don't like the Bloomin' Onion. I feel it makes me sick. Like I tried it a couple of years ago and it's so greasy, I just instantly feel gross.
Used to have a gut like a goat, man. No problems. Like if I eat that now, I'd be like all night like
oh God damn it. No.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. Yep.
Gets worse and worse.
Yeah. Brutal.
I'm like, I should just have some celery.
I'll tell you what I love is fries with that liquidy cheese. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I really like it.
The only time I like that is with nachos and cheese. I know it's completely artificial plastic cheese, but I like a good nacho cheese sauce once in a while.
I like it on those Taco Bell fries. Their cheese is good.
Yeah.
So they take barbecue baby back ribs and deep fry them.
Okay.
And then drizzle them with a spicy signature sauce.
That sure does look like Mary to me.
Oh, my God.
Deep fried. How do you make ribs worse? You deep fry them. That's crazy.
I didn't even know you could deep fry ribs.
No.
I don't think anybody
never
did.
Would.
No. No, look at all the foods we've talked about through the years. We've never heard deep fried ribs.
They probably have done it at those fairs, but you're right.
They're fatty.
They're already fatty enough. Good.
Yep. Well, we're speaking of ribs. This is a different take. There's a couple of farmers in Michigan who are trying to revolutionize the chicken wing business with pork. Bob File and Bob George of Pioneer Foods say their pig wings come from the shank of the pig, where your calf would be, and they've got twice the meat of a chicken wing and a better bone to hold on to.
Yeah, you had my
attention. Well, wait a second. Can we see some of these?
They're also said to offer a bit more protein and less calories, depending on how they're prepped.
It's the other white meat.
They just kind of look like riblets, like tiny little riblets, right?
I'd eat the crap out of that.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's totally... I'd almost prefer that to a chicken wing, I think.
I feel like this is going to be a big thing. This is going to take off. Pork wings.
What do you call them? Are they going to call them pork wings?
That's what they're calling them right now.
Just call them piglets.
Piglets. That's
No, that sounds like a baby pig. And no one wants to put a baby pig in their mouth.
I do. I don't know about you.
No, piglets is not the thing.
Just piggies?
We put this up at davidchuckthefreak.com if you want to go check out what these pork wings look like. But it's two Michigan guys, and they...
Pork wings is dumb.
There is something weird about pork wings. Like, it gives me a bad feeling. Like,
yeah.
If we're doing one of those, like, test groups right now, I'd be like, I feel bad about pork wings.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the sound.
What about Piggly Wigglies?
I like Piggly Wigglies because I could go, this Piggly Wiggly went to America.
Yeah. What makes you feel good about eating a Piggly?
They call them actually pig wings, not pork wings. So pig wings is what?
Even weirder.
Yeah.
It's just chicken wing, but it's pig and...
I know.
It's a cross between a baby back rib and a lollipop is the best way for them to describe it.
Pig pop.
Pig pop is delicious.
Pig pop is better.
A pig pop, pork without the fork. How they put it.
It has a great handle, Lise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it has a great looking handle.
Well, it's just little rib chunks.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. But they really aren't sold that way in a lot of places. They've been taking off, though. I guess these guys have been at it for like 15 years. Finally, they're getting some traction. Now they sell between 5 to 7 million pounds a year.
I'll tell you, if you want to make money, just come up with something that us fat guys like.
You're delicious.
And just never give up.
Never.
Just never give up.
Keep going.
We'll eventually get it.
We will find you.
Never give up.
Even if you're on the most extreme side of the political spectrum, we can agree on one thing. Avocados are great. Well, most people can agree
on that. I can't. I hate an avocado. Thank you.
I really hate them as well.
One of the possible side effects of Trump's threat of a complete shutdown of the Mexican border is no more avocados.
Is he going to shut down all three Mexican countries?
I don't know. No word on that yet.
Okay.
According to the Mission Produce, the largest avocado grower and distributor on the planet, a border shutdown would cause us in the U.S. to run out of avocados in 3 weeks completely. That's because at this time of year, 100% of the avocados come from Mexico. California's crops are just getting started right now. So every avocado you see in a store right now is from Mexico. If they were to shut down the border within 3 weeks, we'd be out of avocados. Mm. It'd be a guacamole crisis.
Yeah. I don't think growing the trees is necessarily all that hard. I think you can grow them in your house.
It takes a while for an avocado.
It takes a long time
to grow, right? That's the thing.
Yeah.
We get a majority, well, not a majority, we get a large percentage of our fruits and vegetables, though, from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just avocados that would be hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's billions of dollars in trade that way for fruits and veggies. So a lot of things could take a hit if that happens. One more story here in our junk food roundup. I'm not sure It takes bigger people, I think, to do those food challenges. Bigger people or those skinny guys that can just handle anything.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a pizza chain in Texas where if you can finish a 28-inch pizza in an hour, you win $500.
An hour?
This thing is the size of a table. And you do you can do it.
It was, 20,
you can, 28-inch in circumference.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
How thick is this thing?
Well, here's a news report on it.
This pizza is challenging people to eat a 28-inch pizza and down 32-ounce drinks in 1 hour. The good news, you don't have to do it alone.
It's you can do it two people?
Yeah.
If you win, you get $500 like these guys did at a location on the Katy Freeway. By the way.
Yeah, those guys
are going to go out of business.
There's your future, guys.
Yeah, I know. I cannot wait. You wouldn't believe it, but we quit our jobs and we make $3,000 a week. There's food challenges. That's it. There's a few places that a couple guys go in, you just eat their pizzas, they give us each $500. It's a sweet deal. The pizza's the size of a table, and it does result in massive diarrhea. It's something you deal with. It's a hazard of the job, I swear.
We wash it down with milkshakes.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of cools the belly with that milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are two big dudes.
Yeah,
but they did the 28-inch pizza challenge in an hour. And just to give you an image, it is like the size of one of those round tables.
Because
would take up almost the whole thing.
I'll be honest, right now, you give me like a large pizza, no issues at all. I'd eat a whole large pizza. The only reason I don't is because I know what it's doing to me.
Yeah, me too. I could eat in an hour too. I feel like it's an eternity. You give me some weed. Some weed, I could eat a field like those goats and like make the grass nice. Like, I swear to God.
Yeah, put Andy out in the lawn.
I'll save you some money on your gas.
Yeah.
Andy's been taking care of our lawn for weeks now. It's great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's a company called Chef Club that creates videos of recipes and posts them online. They have a video for a chicken cordon bleu recipe that's going viral because, frankly, it looks like porn. Okay. In the video, the way they prepare the chicken breasts makes them look like lady parts. Mm-hmm. I'll show you the video here. It's up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
Oh,
it's a little loud. So there you go. They split the chicken breast down the center.
Yeah,
they use their fingers to open up the slits.
They're doing this on purpose.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They put some ham.
I can't watch chicken be used like this.
Sexualized.
I just can't.
I don't like it.
You can't watch chicken be used like this.
I can't.
She can't. No, she can't watch it. She's not watching.
No, you're not ruining chicken for me.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lisa.
Not only do they make it look like lady bits, they shove ham in the slits, and then they pour cream over top of it.
Yeah.
So things kind of get, people are saying, X-rated. The recipe has more views than any recipe they've ever put on their page. 27 million views.
Sex sells.
50 times more views than anything else.
It looks
ever
a
shared.
Lot less like bits now to
yeah.
me.
When that, yeah, they put the ham
and
in.
They put the
there.
Ham in and then they put the cream on it.
No, the part that was disturbing for me was when he ran.
Well,
his
yeah, like yes. when he was like
digitally
getting
it
off.
Get the now's the top part where you get the chicken off.
Chef Club, you pervs.
Yeah, you are pervs over there at Chef Club.
It is. It's
because I've never seen chicken served like that before.
But of course, it has a ton of views. That's what you want.
Looks pretty goddamn good.
No, it does. The finished really product looks good. It's got this golden crust.
How do you get the golden brown?
I tell you, give me some of that vagina chicken.
Yeah,
I like the idea of the potatoes on the bottom.
We've all just been like, we totally turned
We're
around.
Seduced.
We are. We got seduced hard.
Make me some of that chicken.
I'll tell you what, I'll go down on that thing. This video is filthy and perverted. I can never eat chicken again. See me eat that chicken like a maniac.
No, the finished product
see all
looks
my skill
amazing.
Set.
That was, it really changed our tune. We were like, oh, gross with his fingers. But, ooh, that nice golden brown.
they really knew how to cook.
It really looks crunchy and crispy. Oh, wow. I like the potatoes, Michelle.
Got all that melty cheese now.
Yeah, I mean, just steer clear of the opening digital pleasure scene.
Yeah, that's all you need to get rid of there, and then you're fine. You got a hell of a
chicken like that.
Yeah, no, don't touch your chicken like that.
Chicken doesn't need seducing.
Wear gloves, man.
Every once in a while, something like this comes along. I don't know why, but it does. A French perfume has come out for people who want to smell like semen.
Samuel.
It's like every few years they come out.
Every few years they seem to come out with something like this. This one is called Secretions Magnifique.
It's crazy, too, because we did a fake perfume.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it was like
15 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
We did like a semen perfume commercial.
Yeah, because there was the vagina perfume.
There was that's
Vulva.
Right. Vulva Original.
Yeah.
I totally remember it.
I think I voiced it.
You did.
Part of it, yeah. You definitely were like the... You said the words.
Or someone else may have said some.
I think it was two.
Too.
I think it was...
who the other person was.
Yeah.
So this one called Secretions Magnifique or Magnificent Secretions. It's a perfume designed literally to smell like sex. Not just semen, I will say. Also sweat, semen, and saliva.
I only like those smells when I'm having sex.
One perfume reviewer described it as horrifying.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Okay. Because if it's you involved, it's fine. You and the person you really are into at the time, all that's fine. Smelling anyone else doing it.
Oh, the smell of other people's sex.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to smell other people's sex. Yeah.
Oh! Oh, God, it smells like people banging in a trailer.
Oh, God, that's bad.
On a summer day.
Oh, yeah. Warm.
Open a window. Open a window.
this... perfume reviewer does not have anything to say about it.
Secretions.
Who wants to smell like secretions? Who's that for?
I think the same reason that the Vulva Original was created.
Original.
Which was...
That makes it sound fancy.
It does.
It was so that when you were doing stuff to yourself, you could like spritz it and then be like, yeah, I'm right there. And I feel like maybe this is
the
same type of thing. Some people need, maybe they have more of like a sense of smell, like is triggering their.
That Vulva Original is still for sale.
Of course.
The authentic erotic vaginal aroma of a desirable woman.
It is?
Yep. Intimate scent as pure fragrance for your own aromatic pleasure. A rousing organic substance in a crystal glass vial.
Ooh. Well, I can't believe it's still for sale. It's been so long.
Smelling it on himself.
See, this is why I know that it's for weird pervs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, jeez.
My goodness, that is quite a graphic photo.
Jeezy Pete's.
He's just sniffing.
Yeah.
Well, they look like they sell more than, or they have ideas what you can do.
Oh, yeah.
You can spray it on your fleshlight to make it smell real.
Do you think guys are...
They want to do that? Well, they better not.
Are
be.
Guys orally pleasuring a fleshlight?
Yeah.
No.
That's maybe what I'm wondering.
No.
Maybe they're practicing on it.
Oh, my God.
Why else would you have
that's
it smell
so
like
that?
Why else would you have it smell like that?
That's
unless
so
you're going to put
sad.
Your face there.
I guess if I'd never had access to lady bits, I don't know how desperate I'd be, but I can't imagine doing that.
Mm. Aren't you surprised that this is still for sale?
You could get two of them. You could have one on you.
And
then one
on my face.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's a terrible thing to walk in. You better lock some doors.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's man.
Embarrassing.
I never, ever had that thought cross my mind before that guys would.
Me either.
Orally pleasure a toy.
I don't think. I don't want to think that they do.
Don't mix up your mouth toy with your wiener toy, though.
No. I feel like if you're making mouth toy love, you don't care.
No.
True.
You don't care. And you want it to smell like a badge.
Yeah.
That is weird that that's how they're promoting it.
You know, the only other thing I can think of is if it's like one of those liars. And he's like, wanted you to think he actually did go bang somebody.
Oh. Yeah, so he'd be like, smell.
And he'd be like, wow, seriously.
Smell my fingers?
Well, that, or even just the sex smell one. Where it's like, oh, yeah, I was just...
Totally banging.
Out in the car.
Can you smell it? Can you smell it on me?
Hope you don't smell it on me.
And then he leaves and he's like, I never have sex.
Yeah, I mean, I just wish I could have real sex.
Nobody
this thing
loves me.
Has been for sale for like 15 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm shocked.
Well, here's the
so
other
people
thing.
Are buying it.
Well, yeah. Are they, or did they make 20,000 bottles of it 15 years ago and no one has bought it?
But why would it still be for sale?
Because they're hoping.
Jesus,
oh my
that's
God.
A, that is
my goodness, this website is.
This website is crazy.
Not so.
Oh, they're not. Yeah, they're, okay, so they do have full on nude.
Nude.
You feel in nude. And there's just a pervy guy sitting between two naked women smelling. Just
the I am Russian mobster.
See it, as you can see.
So this guy smelling his hand
while he is.
Jerks it.
Yes.
God. Whoa.
Yeah.
Hello.
Whoa.
Yeah. As Andy sees two women scissoring. That's Andy's reaction
wild.
To seeing two women scissoring.
I don't know how she's
whoa!
Standing there. They got her.
It's like a headstand. Yeah.
It's very
it's
natural.
It's like almost a 69, but not quite yet. You got to lift her up a bit more.
It's not. I mean, it's, yeah, it's weird.
It looks like that girl fell from the sky.
Yeah.
Different.
Oh.
Different vulva originale.
I like to smell it when I sit here with my...
Yeah, if you want to look it up, just Google vulva originale.
And I believe they made like a little promo video at the time, and that's why it was like a foreign lady.
Yeah, I think they did.
And that's why we ended up making our own.
I still remember it, vulva originale. That's how she sounded.
Yeah.
Well,
made quite an impression on me.
When I sit here between two naked women, I like to smell the vagina.
I don't know if you can play it.
I don't know
if this is the one. Let's just listen for a second.
Come on.
This isn't it.
It's not the same one. It must be an updated video they've done.
Yeah, you can tell it's too... They didn't have 4K.
Oh, that is...
And there's no
talking. Man.
Oh, wow. Goodness, madam.
Jeez.
That's a funny thing to say to her.
Pardon you.
Goodness, madam.
Is this it? This could be it.
No, it was like a chick talking right away.
She's on an exercise bike?
Oh, he's going to wipe up her scent.
Oh, no. Oh. Don't you do.
He's going to.
I think he is.
He's going to.
Her exer scent.
Oh, no. We worked with guys like this.
Oh,
that's
no.
True.
Mom.
Oh, no, don't.
He's smelling the seat.
On.
He's smelling the seat.
Oh, no.
The trainer is smelling her bike seat.
Oh, man.
This is how they're promoting this.
Wow, that first video there is wild.
Yes, it is. Appear and notice that instantly.
What is that? How to?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he took it.
Ooh, God, that's a gross man.
I got a great acting gig. I have to smell a seat. Take it with me.
Huh. Oh, geez. There is some... This is again.
Oh,
we're doing
goodness,
this with James's
goodness.
Account.
Did somebody like a video? One of these videos on the account?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I thought it said liked video. And then
no,
a
no.
Very graphic one.
No. It said, similar style videos.
I mean, I don't care if you did, but I just want to.
No, I did not like any videos.
That might be the scent of a woman.
It's the same video, that really creepy personal trainer.
He's got to stop smelling those bike seats.
He does.
Can't do that.
This isn't it either. There's no sound, I guess.
Oh, I have it off. I don't. I'm afraid.
I really want to.
I just wish I could see Sammy's.
No, we can't find the original commercial.
I'd like to smell a woman. I just wish
super
I could smell
creepy.
A woman.
But still for sale. If you're really looking for it, you can even get it on Amazon.
Oh, well.
Even Amazon sells it.
I am a Prime member.
2 days. 2 days. In
2 days I could have that vulva here. Absolutely free.
Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, well.
The future is now.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Two deputies in Illinois busted into a burning house to rescue a big lady's boa constrictor.
God save my snake.
The deputies rush into this house fire, came out with the homeowner's pet boa constrictor. The snake was reunited with its owner outside. Here she is there.
Thank God. Oh, thank you.
They say the two deputies ran into a smoke-filled residence to save this reptile. Fire was sparked by an aquarium stand inside the house.
Don't I know it.
No one was injured.
They say when I have her on my neck, I look like Britney Spears.
That's what she's going for. That's why she has it.
Toxic.
She looked just like Britney.
Baby, no, that I'm toxic.
Yeah, she's
I'm addicted to you. Damn toxic. You practicing in there, Bebop?
I sure am. I got my snake.
Yeah,
there. She could probably do a pretty good job if she went as Big Britney. You think people would see the Big Britney?
That's a weird.
Like, that's your stage act? You go,
I remember
Big
when Britney was Big Britney and no one was into her.
Gary, put your hands together for Big. I'd be back here. Can't you see? I'm beautiful. I'm fairly. I'm fairly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Britney!
Okay.
This is a herd dance.
It is. You gotta just stay strong, baby. Stay strong. I will coordinate this with you. Really wipe his lap now. Remember your training. Believe. We'll be in Las Vegas in no time. Time to land his plane. Remember, you are a sexy stewardess. I'm toxic. I'm going under. Feel every poison, everything.
I taught her that.
Because I know that I'm toxic.
Yeah. Big Britney Spears coming soon to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
What if they did like the Big Girls tour?
Dave?
Ooh, what if they still did like that? All the like big Ariana Grande.
Do you think
Big Britney
anyone... Ariana Grande?
Exactly.
You think anyone would go to
It'd
that?
It'd be fun to see.
No.
Big Shakira.
It'd be
no. Come on, that'd be fun to watch.
I think there would be. No.
Oh, baby, when you talk.
The only, listen, none of this is good to me. The only thing that's good is her butt shaking like that. Like, this music is terrible to me. I never
you don't think
liked
it would
her.
Just be fun to watch, though?
I think you might get some backsplash.
Yeah. Backsplash. Definitely get backsplash.
Yeah. And backsplash is sweat off of a bat,
right?
That is then thrust into your face with a fast hip movement.
I got hit with some hippie backsplash.
Hey, my hips don't lay, and I'm starting to feel it, boy.
Oh, it's like a Gallagher show.
Jason said you could get Big Steena Aguilera in there too.
Oh, Jesus.
Genie in a big ass bag.
Just need a bigger bottle than that genie's.
Yeah, such a big bottle.
I don't know. It might be a fun, like, niche little tour to go to.
I feel like people would be more offended than me.
Yeah. Only Dave thinks this is a great idea.
Yeah. Come on, Big Laurels would love to show up.
Another terrible idea.
No. Dave objectifying. Dave's like, can't we objectify a big girl, too?
Not objectifying. You're giving them a platform.
Oh, that it?
Be wanna be with me, baby, dance a press to pay. I'm a genie in the bed, better leave me the baby.
Yep. I think it's just Dave's Big Girls on Tour would probably be a hit.
I don't.
That'd be crazy to slap your name on it, too. Dave Hunter's Big Girls on Tour. Ariana Grande.
Big Britney.
Christina Bigulera. big Brit.
Yep.
Come on.
Be fun.
Genie in a barrel.
My roles don't lie.
Oh.
Oh my God, there is already a Big Britney. There's a Big Britney already? There's a woman that does this, Beth?
Oh, yeah. No, this is the real Britney when she was big.
Oh, yes. You saw an actual Big Britney.
No, do you remember she did that one dance number where she was just like,
it was right when she came out in Vegas, everyone was so excited to go, so my husband took me for my birthday. And she, she lip-synced the whole time.
Yeah.
And she was, like, in slow motion dancing, you know, when she's a slave for you, mm-hmm. and she kind of twirls around with her arms in the air. It was like...
I think that was more medication.
Oh, I think it was both. Right? But she was a little... I mean, she's as ripped as it gets now.
Oh, yeah, she got it. Yeah.
She's got a fitness boyfriend,
I think. She tied it up.
Yeah. She was like, you know what, I think I'm going to...
I know people are already asking where they can get tickets for Dave's Big Girls on Tour. I'm telling you guys.
There's
something to it. It'd be fun to watch.
Go ahead and put that on. See how that goes.
See how that goes.
I don't know, guys. You like doing this show?
Mariah Carey could play herself.
Shakira.
Can't wait for you to Celine be interviewed Dijon. By Don Lemon.
No, come on now.
I'm giving these women it's empowering for them. They've got a platform to perform.
That's what it is, huh? That's how you're selling it.
Yeah. Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to the show, you appreciate big women.
Don Lemon's going to be really disappointed.
I don't give a damn about Don Lemon.
You will. Let me take him on.
So you will when he lights you ablaze. When he puts his glasses on, so you know it's serious.
Oh, Don. Don put his glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Still a work in progress, but look for possibly Dave Hunter's Big Girls on Tour.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.